Ladies and gentlemen, 50 years ago, within the memory of many listening to this program, people laughed at the idea of man flying through the air. 50 years ago, if anyone had advanced the theory that you could sit in your home and hear an orchestra playing half the world away, he would probably have been locked up as a madman. And yet, nowadays, the airplane and the radio are commonplace. That which was thought to be impossible has become a normal, natural, everyday sort of thing. 5 years ago, a man living in Moscow, Idaho, announced an idea, a discovery just as revolutionary as the idea of flying and radio was a half century ago. He advanced the philosophy that pervading this universe is a powerful force, a force which men can use to turn failure into success, discontent into happiness. At first, this philosophy was met with doubt. Why, such a thing was impossible. Only it wasn't impossible. People saw it actually worked. So it produced definite, tangible results. Doubt turned into amazement. Amazement into acceptance. Today, that philosophy has invaded every civilized country on the globe, has thousands upon thousands of followers. And the man who gave this discovery to the world, who is today one of the most discussed figures in the realm of scientific thought, is, in just a few moments, going to talk to you. What a tremendously interesting story he must have to tell. That man, and you've heard his name mentioned many times before, is Dr. Frank Robinson. And now we present your guide who will take you to Dr. Robinson's home.
Far away from the clamor and clash and tumult of the cities, out where the silent, pine-clad hills of northern Idaho are silhouetted against the calm sweep of sky, there stands a happy home. If you were to peep into this home at a certain hour of the day, you would see a man seated at the console of a magnificent pipe organ. And standing there just outside the door, you would probably pause and listen. Stopped outside to listen to you play. You know, it would be downright barbaric to interrupt a selection as beautiful as that one.
That was a beautiful number, wasn't it?
You know, they say the age of miracles ended 2,000 years ago. But when I think of a man so divinely inspired that he could compose music like that, well, I think we still have miracles.
I'm afraid I can't agree with you on that point. There never was, nor is there today, any such thing as miracles.
Well, Doctor, that's a pretty broad statement, isn't it?
Yes, it is a broad statement. It is a statement I certainly would hesitate to make unless I could back it up with facts.
What are these facts, Dr. Robinson? I'm interested. I'd like to hear them.
All right, I'll tell you about them. To begin with, what is your definition of a miracle?
Well, my idea of a miracle is something that occurs contrary to natural law, an act performed by God.
Yes, that's the general conception of a miracle, something that occurs contrary to the natural laws governing the universe. Now, who made these laws?
Why, God.
Very well. Now, doesn't it seem unreasonable to you that an omniscient, all-wise deity should make a set of laws governing the universe and then turn right round and break them? Doesn't it seem unreasonable that he should create laws and then he himself disregard those laws for the benefit of one or two individuals? That's hardly being fair, is it? And yet we are taught that God is a just God.
Well, the way you put it, that's a hard question to answer, Dr. Robinson. All I can say is that Bibles, which are the highest authority of Orthodox religions, record any number of miracles and describe them in detail.
For instance?
Well, the miracles of virgin births or resurrections. In fact, all the religious philosophy of Christendom are originally based upon them, so they must be true.
Well, I'm going to have to make a startling statement. A statement that will cause many people to say, why, this man is a blasphemer. He does not believe in God. And the statement is this. These stories of virgin births, crucifixions, resurrections, and atonement are neither original with the Christian religion, nor are they true. They are, all of them, duplicates of stories told by heathen and pagan religions long before the Christian era was ever thought of.
Can you prove that, Doctor?
I certainly can. In my last book, for instance, I give positive, irrefutable evidence taken from myths which existed long before Christianity of at least 16 gods who were crucified. According to these pagan myths, most of these gods were born of virgins, and most of them rose from the tomb and ascended into heaven. Now, if what I say in my book is a fact, it means that many millions of Christian people have been taught an utterly false philosophy of life and God. And if that is a fact, then the quicker we find out and tell those good people about it, the quicker they will realize that they had better look somewhere else to find God.
But, Doctor, I've always been taught that by no possible means could I know God until after the great resurrection day, after the books had been opened. Then, if our names were found written in the book, we should find peace and happiness in the hereafter. You mean to tell me that isn't true?
Every religious organization teaching that story has erected a barrier against the human race. It says to us, you must enter the kingdom by this one way. There is no other door. But the facts about the truths of God as they actually exist disclose a very different picture than that. For instead of there being only one gate, or a barrier to the spiritual realm, let me say to you that this realm is wide open to whosoever wants to enter. Furthermore, I say to you that there exists today a spiritual power which is God. And I further say to you that this spiritual power or law may be used by you personally and individually for every right thing your heart can possibly desire. Not in the hereafter, but in the here and now.
That's a pretty revolutionary teaching, Doctor.
Yes, it's a mighty revolutionary teaching. But I am in a position to prove that it is an absolutely true teaching, that such a spiritual power or law does exist, that it can give us what we want for fuller, happier, and more successful lives.
Then why hasn't the human race found this out long ago?
I'll tell you why. Until just recently, humanity has been utterly oblivious to the stupendous operations here and now of the law of God because it has never had the facts brought to its attention. It has been blinded by dogmas, creeds, and traditions. But humanity is coming to see that these teachings do not work.
In other words, you mean people are not as religious as they once were.
Oh, no, I do not mean that. There never was a time in the history of mankind when men and women were more religious and eager for authentic information regarding God than they are today. But people today are intelligent. They're beginning to think. You cannot hand them a stone and say, this is a piece of bread. You cannot hand them a scorpion and say, this is a fish. For people today know the difference between religious dogma and religious truth. I am going to give you facts which, if you absorb them, will change your entire religious thinking and will put into your hands a spiritual law so stupendous and so powerful that through the workings of this spiritual law and through its power, you may make of your life here and now whatever you choose to make of it. Of course, if you prefer unhappiness to happiness, If you prefer poverty to material abundance, you may have them. That is your privilege. But I am banking upon the fact that you and the vast majority are more than anxious to listen to facts about who and what God is and how he manifests here and now. For I am saying to you that this great, dynamic, unseen power is manifesting on this earth for your specific and personal benefit and for no one else.
Well, Doctor, if you can show me truth about this power, which personally I can use to obtain happiness and success, I'm not so narrow that I'd refuse to listen. In fact, I'd like to have you go right on right now and tell me some more about your philosophy.
I'm afraid there isn't time for any more discussion.
Hey, I hadn't realized how the minutes were slipping by. Well, there's at least time for a little more music, isn't there?
Yes, we might be able to squeeze in a little more. Any particular selection you'd like to hear?
Do you know My Paradise?
Ah, that's a real melody. I'll play it for you.
As our guide said, surely there is no one so narrow that he or she would refuse to listen to facts that might mean greater happiness, more abundant success, a fuller, more profitable life. Be sure to tune in to Dr. Robinson's next little discussion. Your announcer will give you the time and date in just a moment. Or if you prefer to get his complete message, the complete outline of his philosophy, without waiting for his next broadcast, write to him. The outline will be sent to you immediately, without cost to you, without obligating you in the slightest degree. Just write to Dr. Frank Robinson, Radio Department, Moscow, Idaho. I'll repeat that. Dr. Frank Robinson, Radio Department, Moscow, Idaho. Be sure to mention Radio Department so that your request will not get mixed up with the thousands of letters from Dr. Robinson's students. You don't have to write a letter. A postcard will do. Simply say, send me your outline. Sign your name and address. And send the card to Dr. Frank Robinson, Radio Department, Moscow, Idaho. We return you now to your local announcer.